This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. As usual, on Thursdays, we're checking in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Your column today looks at whether it makes sense for a financially challenged city like Detroit to give tax incentives in support of the renovation of the Michigan Central Depot in Corktown. Why should the city give Ford Motor Company, which is sitting on about $17 billion in cash reserves, as you noted, a nearly $140 million tax savings break?
I think it's closer to 104, but I think it's a very legitimate question. And I think the simple answer is, what's the alternative? That train station has sat empty for 30 years. The owner of that train station for most of that time, the bridge mogul Matty Maroon, effectively did nothing with it. The tax revenue that it collected was almost nil. And you're looking at a situation where you could have up to 5,000 people paying city income tax. That alone would be a huge haul on an annual basis. Secondly, I think you have to look at the fact about what kind of economic spinoff it's likely to generate. And I think the feeling is already you're starting to see property values going up. There's a lot of excitement in the community. And thirdly, I think people need to realize that doing business in Detroit is not necessarily easy, even now. It's got the highest real estate tax rate on commercial property in the country, I'm told, by the Detroit Economic Development Corporation. And it's the income tax rate on personal incomes. So you have a lot of issues that continue to make Detroit more expensive. And incentives are an attempt to level that playing field and, to be honest, to reward risk. This is not the same thing as doing an investment in Southern California.
Yeah, I like the way you wrote that. It was pretty elegant. I thought you write that incentives are often necessary to equalize the investment disincentives embedded in the cost of doing business in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you write early in the part of the column, something is better than nothing. What mm-hmm. exactly did you mean by that?
Well, I've had conversations over the years with people involved in economic development in Detroit, and I remember talking to George Jackson, who headed the DEGC for a lot of years, and he made the argument, all I want is investment. You know, if I have to give away all the tax incentives, or at least some of the ones that he's allowed to give away, income taxes typically you are not allowed to abate, he says, I'm prepared to do that. I just want economic activity. Now, that was mostly pre-Dan Gilbert, so we're now in a different phase of development here. But a lot of these investments in these tax incentives are dependent on whether or not these companies create jobs. And if they don't create the jobs, you don't get the tax incentives. And so that's what I mean by something is better than nothing. If you get more jobs and you abate a certain amount of taxes on that activity, you're still getting something which is appreciably more than what you're getting now, which is effectively nothing. I mean, that is a historic structure, but it has loomed gap-toothed over downtown for 30 years empty. And if you can generate economic activity, and I think even city council, even the critics on city council, some of whom voted against this latest package earlier this week, have said they expect just that, and they think that the net is going to be positive for the city. I think what you're seeing here in Detroit is a realization that some of these things are actually starting to happen, and when people say they're going to invest, they are investing. It's really important for investors and business leaders when they invest to do what they say they're going to do. Because if they don't, all that does is undercut their credibility.
It's interesting to be talking about tax incentives like this because the Illich family recently was criticized mm-hmm. for not fully realizing the proposal for District Detroit development around the Little Caesars Arena after they got a huge package of tax incentives. Is getting some of what you hoped better than nothing?
Well, I would think so, yes, but I do think that speaks to the point I just made, is I think one of the things that's really, really important for business as they go through this process, and they do ask for large incentives, both from the city and from the state, is that they do what they say they're going to do. To turn around and change the plan in midstream and really change it into something that it was not when it was originally pitched really does not help, and I think I think that's a cautionary tale, particularly for Ford Motor Company. You know, what's really interesting to me about this is the Illiches and Dan Gilbert are at base local business people. They are people that have been known here. Their businesses now are far and wide. Quicken is the largest mortgage lender in the United States. Little Caesars is all over the world, but none of them our Ford Motor Company. That's a 115-year-old brand that is known in Russia, China, India, the UK, Germany, certainly the United States and North America. It brings a different kind of credibility to this whole process. And there's a certain risk. If you're going to say we're going to work with the community and we want to fashion this together, and then you turn around and do something totally different, I think that puts us back and would put us, and I think it would justify the skeptics who say, see, we told you. At the end of the day, these companies have to do what they say they're going to do.
Daniel Hiles is columnist and associate business editor at Detroit News. Hey, nice talking with you.
Thanks, Lester.